It's week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We have Cody Hess joining the program today to break down what happened last week. The onside kick that bounced way high up in the air. I've never seen the ball bounce like that. A couple of late touchdowns for Memorial in the fourth quarter to force overtime, and the Tigers with a comeback win. The Wildcats trying to bounce back tonight against Jasper. You're going to hear the game on WREF. So, we have a lot to get to, all thanks to our sponsors, Bel Air Land, Hoppy & Sons Construction, To The Point Therapeutic, Award Ward Trophies, and United Fidelity Bank. We'll take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show right here on WREF. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
To The Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To The Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To The Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppy & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppy & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppy & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppyandsons.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on Week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Cody Hess, the Modern Day Football Coach, is here on the Ref to talk about last week against Memorial, also getting ready for tonight's game against Jasper. We'll talk to him about that soon. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
I'm doing all right, Brad. Thanks for having us on again.
I know it's never easy to go backwards, especially when last week was a tough loss. But against Memorial, you guys had that game won, leading by a couple of touchdowns late in the fourth quarter. Memorial with the onside kick, with a couple of heroic plays on their offensive end. They make a comeback, force overtime, and get the win. What was your takeaway from that fourth quarter into overtime and last week's game?
You know, I mean, you look at that game and there's opportunity there to come away with a victory. Unfortunately, it didn't happen for us, and that goes credit to Memorial's football team. They never stopped playing. I think overall we played a pretty solid 47 minutes of that football game, and at the end let it slip through our hands, but that's why you have to play a complete game each and every week, especially against a quality opponent like Memorial. And, you know, some things to take away is there's some positives of some of the things that happened throughout the game. And then the way it ended, you got to look back on those things and figure out, you know, where those mistakes came from and understand that we have to fix those to try to make sure we don't ever repeat those.
Coach, I'm not going to lie to you. I watched the highlights on that game. I have never seen a ball bounce the way it did on that onside kick. Is there anything that you as a coach, you as a staff can do to prepare your guys for that? Because I feel like that's just an unreplicable kick in practice.
Yeah, you know, they executed on the onside kick. You know, that was a very good onside kick. Been a part of those throughout my time as a coach. And, you know, when it comes to those plays, it's going to go one way or the other. You know, you just got to be able to make sure that you're thinking about the situation, put your players where you think are in best position to make the play, and then you got to go out there and make the play. You know, it was credit to them because they got the job done on that play, of course. But, you know, those things that you walk over and you talk about if maybe what we could have did differently, and then you got to be able to adjust to those if you're in a future situation like that and hopefully be able to come up with that ball.
It's week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show. The Wildcats trying to bounce back against Jasper tonight after the 28-21 loss against Memorial. Now, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. We got a break coming up. This game against the Tigers obviously came down to the end in overtime. I know that Memorial had all the momentum heading into overtime because of the couple of touchdowns they scored inside of, what, the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. But what was your message to the guys heading into that extra period? Because I know that's not an easy thing. You're on the road, and now Memorial has the momentum.
Oh, you know, you got to sit back, and you know when you're going to play them, you're going to get their best. And the message was, let's go here and finish the game. Even when it got to that point, you know, we had the opportunity to still go there and win the football game. Unfortunately, it didn't happen for us, but the message was simply, let's go out there, try to get a stop, and then let's, you know, get the ball in the end zone and see what can happen from there. And unfortunately, it didn't happen for us, but the message was, you know, you still had an opportunity to win the football game at that time, and let's go out there and try to do that.
Again, we're talking to the head coach of Modern Day Football, Cody Hess, right here on WREF. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. We're going to hear from one of his star players on the Wildcats roster getting ready for tonight's game against Jasper when we return on WREF. Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on WREF, it is week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show. The Wildcats coming up on their game against Jasper tonight. You're going to hear the action on WREF. Now, we have Grant Wenger on the program talking about modern day football, and as a senior, as a leader on this team, a member of the secondary, has plenty of interesting perspective on where modern day is right now through four games in the 2025 season. So, Grant, really appreciate you taking the time. How do you feel going into tonight's game?
Oh, we feel confident. We've been preparing a lot since last week, obviously. Heartbreaker. We've been preparing as a team. We're ready to go. We're going to get the job done.
As a senior, as a leader on this team, what does it take to get your guys ready after, like you said, a heartbreaker against Memorial?
We've just been practicing through plays. I got to talk with my teammates through every play and getting reps, watching film with them, stay together as a team.
Was there kind of a thing to repair after losing in overtime against Memorial in a game that you guys pretty much had won? The Tigers really needed some late-game heroics and some luck on that onside kick to win it. So knowing that you guys were right there, was that something that really damaged the locker room and took wind out of your sails after the game?
Initially, it all affected us mentally, but we were able to bounce back this week through practice and come together as a team, ready to play.
I like it. Now, in looking at this game that you're ready to play tonight against Jasper, what do you know about this team? What's the scouting report? How do you guys get win number three on the year?
They're a very talented team. We got to key in on their quarterback and the plays he's capable of making. And we just got to execute every detail of the game, defense, special teams, and offense.
Grant, obviously it's a big game for you. It's a big game for the team, not only because it follows a loss against Memorial, but because it's week five and you guys are 2-2, and maybe it feels like a bit of a pivot point, big difference between 3-2 and 2-3. That said, this is also your senior year. So have you had an opportunity to take a breath, take a step back, and enjoy it, because you only get one of these?
Yeah, this is a crucial game for us. I injured my thumb and wasn't able to play offense, so I got to make every play count on defense. So got to really execute.
What's that like for you? I know that you're used to playing both ways, but limited to only the defensive side. Now, granted, you're helping your team on that defensive side, but I'd imagine pretty frustrating. How have you been going through that?
My team's been able to pick me up and keep me playing, stay a leader, been able to just fight through the injury, keep playing.
Grant Wenger is one thumb up ahead of the game against Jasper. Would be two, but then again, he hurt one of them. That's okay. I'll throw another one up for him, getting ready for the game tonight against Jasper. You can hear it on WREF. Again, this is week five of the Modern Day Football Show. Hey, Grant, really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck.
Yep, thank you.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. Cody Hess will rejoin the program when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Putting a bow on week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Cody Hess rejoins the program. Now, Coach, I was just talking to Grant Wenger and kind of made the point to him, and I don't know how you feel about it. At 2-2 going into the game tonight, as heard on WREF, it does feel like a bit of a pivot point for you guys. Big difference between 3-2 and 2-3. So how do you get on the strong side of that turning point?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every Friday night we want to go out and be as competitive as we can be, and if we're capable of doing that, hopefully that puts us in the opportunity to win the football game on Friday nights. And for us, you know, as every team, you know, the goal of the game is to get better, but then walk away on Friday night with a win. And being where we're at right now, you know, the main thing for us is that we want to make sure that we rise to the challenge tonight. And we're facing a really tough opponent in Jasper. Coach Hart's doing an incredible job in his first year there and changing some things up and being able to do a lot of things that he's doing. Poses a lot of problems on both sides of the ball. They're doing an incredible job there. So we know we're going to have a tough one tonight. But the main thing for us is that we've got to know our assignments. And hopefully if we're capable of doing those and executing those, that'll give us the opportunity to be successful.
And look, Grant was talking about, of course, with him as a senior in your secondary, he's going to be focused on the quarterback and what he can do with his arm. He was talking about Jasper's passing ability. What can you speak to regarding what Jasper likes to do in the air?
Oh, they're extremely efficient at what they do. They have a great RPO scheme that Coach Hart has brought to their offense, and their quarterback is very capable of making every throw on the field. He makes great reads, gets rid of it quick, and is able to take it down the field as well. So they do a great job in their scheme, and each and every week you've seen them get better and more comfortable from week one going into this week right here. So we know that we have a great challenge in front of us. We've got to accept that challenge and just be ready to play tonight.
Jasper is a really good team. They're 3-1. They had that really, really impressive win against Wrights, and well, that they've proven themselves through 1 month in this season. They pummeled Bossy last week, 63-0. And in fact, they've won 3 in a row. Their only loss was against Memorial Week 1 on the road. So this team is formidable. What have you learned about Jasper football in the last couple of weeks on tape, especially that Wrights game? I'd imagine that was some valuable film that you didn't really know going into a film session.
Yeah, I think, like I said, a lot of credit to Coach Hart
and
him getting his kids to, you know, buy into what he's doing. And you can tell, you know, each and every week they're getting more comfortable in their schemes that they're doing, both offensively and defensively. And that's credit to them. They've got some guys that are returners from teams in the past that are taking on new roles for their team, and they've bought into that, and they're thriving. So you can tell that they're really bought into what they're doing. And I think that's a big part of their success, is that they are, you know, adjusting week in and week out and getting better to what they're trying to do.
Well, we know that Madre Day is all bought in as well. The Wildcats are 2-2 going into this game against their namesakes, Jasper, the Wildcats. And, well, we're going to find out who comes out on top tonight right here on WREF, a 6 o'clock pregame. But this is the end of Week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show. Coach, really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck tonight.
Always. Thank you, Brad.
All right. So thank you so much again for listening to Week 5 of the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.